Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe.
Good morning, Naked family. Welcome back to season 3 of Fearless Minds. Today is, of course, my birthday and I turned 31. Y'all, I was debating if I should even continue my podcast episodes because sometimes it may seem like I'm getting repetitive, but I realize that's kind of the point. In order for our cups to be full, we have to constantly get recharged by the word because that's what keeps us going. So regardless if it may seem repetitive, that does not take away from the word still needing to be heard. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. As I embark on this new chapter, though, I realize all the things I went through all played a role into the person that I am today. Because sometimes in the moment, we don't understand what God is doing, but as we allow the time to go by, we know everything was aligned perfectly. And I hope you use this time, you guys, to find yourselves and to determine how you choose to navigate the next days to come and to turn it into a better you. A healed you, a determined you, a confident you, and a consistent you. I, on the other hand, was trying to find balance, juggling being a mother, a basketball mom at that, y'all. My son is taking all of my weekends, but I love it. I'm not complaining. I just love to see him happy, and that makes me happy. All while being a wife, running my business, and also making sure I'm consistent and obedient with Fearless Minds because this is my way of serving. And the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And that line right there just keeps me being obedient. Anyway, to stay on top of my time, I decided to create each day of the week dedicated to a specific project. For instance, on Mondays, I work on my Fearless Minds. Tuesdays, I work on my emails to send out for Naked. Wednesdays, I use to create content for Naked. Thursdays, I use to catch up on new packaging designs, restock inventory, whatever it is that has to do with Naked. And then Fridays is my free day that I use if I get distracted and then get to complete or finish something earlier in the week. That's my day to make it up. So this has taken a huge load off for sure. And I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but that is the trick of the enemy. He wants us to become so overwhelmed that you just don't know where to start, which can end up causing procrastination and not doing nothing at all. So I'm literally doing this all by myself. Well, my husband helps me if he can sometimes to pack orders, but as far as like running the actual brand, it's all me, y'all. And of course it becomes overwhelming and I'm not consistent as I should be. A lot of money is being spent and a lot of money and time goes into it, but hard work and dedication is how you become successful. As the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not give up, y'all. So just keep doing what you're doing. Do not give up because we will eventually reap. I know y'all are probably like, here she goes again with Darius Daniels, but I actually love watching his videos. He's so full of wisdom and he definitely fills my cup. And y'all, in order to experience the full body of Christ, it is important to not just only read your Bible. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with reading your Bible, but it does help when you do more. If you go to church, not saying that you have to go to church, but just outsourcing, listening to different podcasts, reading different books. Things like that, like just filling your cup and outsourcing. Anyways, he spoke about one of the methods of the devil. He said if he can't get you at destruction, he'll get you with distraction. So some trouble and trials are not sent to destroy you. They're just sent to distract you because the enemy is calculated. And he's not just calculated in what he sends. He's calculated in when and how he sends it. If you notice, he didn't come to Jesus until Jesus was fasting in the wilderness and he was hungry, meaning he was more vulnerable. When the enemy can't get in, he's going to try and get you to come out. And the way he does it is by sending a distraction. In other words, he'll orchestrate something to try and pull you out of character, which you can get through by prayer and faith. But once he pulls you out, you're more vulnerable to the attack. However, the attack wouldn't impact you the same way when you're insulated by prayer. Prayer insulates you, and when the enemy can't take you out initially, he'll try to wear you down eventually. He'll keep coming back because he's hoping one day you'll give in. It's important to know that the enemy will be relentless with distractions in an attempt to wear down your resilience so that it causes you to respond to his tactics in faith and not by fear. This is something to pay attention to, y'all, because when being so distracted, you can be so completely phased out of your own life. Meaning when people are constantly quote unquote busy can also lead to running from yourself. Nobody is busy unless they want to be busy. Being busy is not a virtue. It only confirms you have a lack of time management. Being busy is the ultimate way to distract ourselves from what's really wrong. So that is why I had to just sit down and just come up with ways where I can manage my time, as I stated, the days of the week in which I choose to do different projects. That definitely takes a load off. I don't know if you guys have different things that you are trying to accomplish, different goals, but doing it one day at a time, taking it one day at a time definitely helps. Instead of feeling like you have to get everything done as quickly as possible, y'all, that is not possible. You will wear yourself out. Please do not do that. You will burn yourself out to where you're just like, you know what? I don't want to do it no more. And you don't want to have that mindset. You just want to take it day by day and do as much, you know, accomplish as much as you can and just go from there. I had to realize that. Anyway, let's get back on topic. So whatever the devil attacks, just keep in the back of your mind that it's something God is already fixing for your good in his glory. For example, if he attacks you in relationships, God is trying to build new ones. If he attacks your finances, God is trying to increase it. Whatever the enemy attacks you is a distraction for what God is trying to do in your life in that area. Or sometimes God is trying to intervene and take away what you will never walk away from, that you can't take with you to the next destination. Whether it's someone or something holding you back from going forward that no longer serves you in a new season. What I want you to take from this message today is find a rhythm that works for you so that you are not feeling overwhelmed. Take one step at a time, y'all. The moment you start feeling overwhelmed, take a step back and just see what happened in between so that you are able to fix it. This way it doesn't happen again. We are allowed to take our time. This world makes us feel like we have no time. But again, that is the trick of the enemy. Do not move too fast to where you end up forgetting your journey.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope in a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the Lord comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadisha, and that's spelled out I-T-S, QUADESHA, my brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadisha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you.